It's time for conversations about our food and how it's grown on Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.
All over the world, people that are concerned about food and farming are looking at what's been happening in Salinas, California at the Forbes AgriTech Summit. Farm to Table Talk catches up with Steve Forbes, and he shares a little bit of his enthusiasm and what he sees that's happening in agriculture and technology that we should all be encouraged by.
We have more knowledge, and knowledge comes from experimentation, constant discovery, which agriculture has been doing for well over 1,000 years. That pace in agriculture is increasing today, and there's no reason why, if we don't do silly things, the world, even though population will grow 2 billion in the next 3 decades, why the world will not only have sufficient food, but more abundant and healthier food than we can even imagine today. Human ingenuity will do it. We have the example, ongoing example of Israel, a country in the desert. Rainfall has been falling, but they don't have a water crisis because they have desalination plants online in a few years instead of decades, which seems to take in the state, at a fraction of the cost that you find in this state because of unnecessary obstacles and drip technology and the like. These things are soluble. And I was delighted to hear Mayor Gunter of Salinas talk about how in this area they are taking matters in their own hands in terms of trying to resolve some of these water issues. But the amazing thing, the CO2 levels have gone up. And as we know from greenhouses, CO2 stimulates crops, stimulates better use of water. And that's what's happened worldwide, and nobody knows about it. We're getting greener.
But that's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? I mean, most people feel that the concern is too much carbon, and we're producing too much carbon, and the world warming up. So how do you explain that to people, say, scratching their head and say, I don't quite understand this picture?
Well, thankfully, the models on warming have not been, the results haven't been as dire as people thought 10 or 20 years ago. It's the fact that CO2 is a stimulant to greenery, green vegetation, plants using water better and more efficiently. And that's why in greenhouses, they will artificially, whether above or below, use CO2 to increase tomato production, other kinds of vegetable and production, fruits production. It's amazing. So maybe in 100 years it won't be good, but right now it's doing us more good than harm, amazingly.
How do you view the rooftop gardens and all of these things and what's happening under glass right now that seems to be a lot going on in that area?
Well, there's a lot of experimentation, which is how you get knowledge, people figuring out what might work and what won't work. So-called indoor farming, a lot of people are doing experimentation there. They think some good things can be done. Now, most of those experiments won't work, but you don't know until you try. You learn from failure. I mean, you take Apple. They once had a product 30 years ago or so called the Newton. And back in the late 80s, early 90s, it flopped, but it had technology in there that provided the basis for the iPad, iPhone, and things of that sort. So even when things don't work, you learn and you get foundations for the future.
You're a farmer yourself. You've got 100 cows or so that you're farming. There's more and more people that are trying that as well. Do you see a future that has both these kind of small-scale people doing part-time that might be able to utilize the technology in addition to having this technology applied to large-scale agriculture?
Yes. I think what we see with tech, you can have big and small. One doesn't preclude the other. And again, you have the experimentation and see what might have possibilities, and people have different tastes. So you might not have a mass market, but there might be a market out there that might make it viable. Just look at what's unfolding, what's already unfolding in terms of high tech already being wedded to agriculture, and the growing experimentation and people's demands for certain how foods can be grown and things like that are stimulating the human imagination. And that's where progress comes from, the mind figuring out, how can we do this?
My final question, it has to do with your projection on what's the most important thing coming up. And you've said many provocative things about agriculture is kind of like the new frontier. In a way, it's the old frontier. But you keep talking about the future is about food production and food systems. Could you explain that a little bit of how agriculture goes to the top of your list?
Well, it's very basic. Without food, nothing else is possible. And what we're seeing now is that we just don't need to produce necessities. Human beings being what we are, we want more variety, we want more different kinds, we want to know how it is grown, we want more instant delivery. And so all of this is stimulating. It's like the Model T. Was once great at its time 100 years ago, the Tin Lizzie, but people wanted more than just a contraption to get from one place to another. So look at all the vehicles and the high tech you have in a vehicle today. Same thing with agriculture.
Thank you for being on Farm to Table Talk.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Roger.
You've been listening to Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson. If you like what you hear, go to farmtotabletalk.com and follow us on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter, or go to iTunes to subscribe and give us a review and a rating. Thanks for listening to Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.